Anyway, he did get involved. Yeah, we talked about that. How he got involved in like a high level crime.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep.
That was pretty wild.
That was terrifying.
True.
Yeah. So
the Masters were good.
The Masters, it was good. I'm happy we went, but
It was awesome to go. And
yeah,
again,
it was cool.
Just like you taking me was so special, and it meant so much to me.
Because
so
you're special.
You. Well,
not drinking six beers though was a fucking crime.
No, it's not a crime. It's not a crime.
How many would you have? Just one, right?
Well, I had vodka on the plane ride there because I was freaking out. And then I had, I mean, technically at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you turned it on during that panic attack.
Yep.
That was nice.
Oh, you guys went there and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you. So you had it. You hit your six.
Yeah. But alcohol affects me different. And people that don't have that, they can't get.
I know it affects you different.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted it.
No.
What does it do? Is it like the hangover and all that stuff afterwards?
There's a point. So like there's an hour where it feels nice.
Yeah.
And then it's just like inflammation. So then I just start to feel like crap.
Yeah.
And then it's like the amount that I would have to drink to get through that is like, no, but then I'm going to feel so bad
the
next day that I can't even enjoy it while it's happening. And I'm just like, yeah, you have an unbelievable constitution. The fact that the next day you were like in the mood that you were in is insane.
We were having fun.
You did have fun.
No, I can be grumpy in the morning.
You weren't grumpy at all. You woke up and you were like, hey, guys. And then you took a shower and then you were you. Which
That's
is
nice.
Nuts.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I can't handle the hangovers, man. I hate them.
No.
The Ocon man rallied yesterday. I thought there was no shot he was going to be all right.
Pills.
Oh yeah, he's got no problem crushing pills.
I had one pill, one lorazepam, because you know, for fear of flying.
Something you're not supposed to mix.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. Allegedly.
You could do it. You're right.
I remember the first time I heard you say allegedly, it killed me. I remember, like, you know how when somebody said something really funny, I knew where I was standing in helium. But anyway, just in case my doctor's watching, I don't combine them.
You can
but
drink.
Anyway,
I was going to tell you, just take pills. And if you can't drink, just take like two lorazepams and like a little bit of mushrooms and just go to the Masters.
Right.
That'd be the move.
Mushrooms would have rocked.
The issue here was.
It would have been really overwhelming, though. Yeah.
Shane was treating me
I would have laid down. When I got lost the first time, I would have just. But the problem was I was trying to get their attention because I lost them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were in front of me when we were walking. It turns out they just stopped next to me. And I kept walking because people kept talking to me.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to find them and I was just like standing on a hill, just trying to gain attention so they could maybe see me. So just everyone saw me.
Yeah.
And then all of them were like, yo, bro, fucking chug this beer. I was like, all right, give me the fucking beer. It was the Georgia Bulldogs football team.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was the Georgia players came up and they were the ones who got me to chug a beer because it was while I was lost. And I was like, I'll chug it with you, but now it's a real race against the clock for me to find these guys because I was on the cusp of being hammered.
Oh.
And then we were like going search parties in different directions, and I was going where he was.
I was so for real 30 yards away, just standing.
And then you took
very
the hill.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, then you took the hill.
Yeah.
Dang.
But we ran into J.J. Watt, who is just an awesome.
Yeah, he was a man.
Yeah.
Him and his boys.
Yeah, he had two high school friends, I think they were, that they were, I could be 100% friends with them. They were so nice.
How about that dude O'Connor was battling with?
Oh, yeah.
There was just a guy behind us that was a roofer from Florida that was just
Kid
so
in the back
obnoxious.
Of the class.
Yeah.
What was he doing? Just like yelling?
It was really funny.
Was he yelling out?
They were just being Latin at the Masters. Like, if somebody's hitting, you got to be really quiet.
Yeah.
We were right next to the green, so dudes were like putting, and he was like, yo. Dude, this fucking, where are all the squirrels? They fucking killed all the squirrels. And O'Connor was hammered next to him like, shut the fuck up. Nobody fucking likes you, dude. It gives a fuck. And the guy be like, fuck you. He's like, fuck you, pussy.
He didn't like the chatter.
Somebody
during
farted
the game.
During a putt, which was
who did?
Former NFL quarterback. Oh, I don't want to name him now. He farted at the Masters.
Oh my god!
It was extremely funny. Yeah. I mean, that was a fun time. Sitting at the 16th when we were all It was kids in class. You had to be quiet, and everyone there was just like.